Shalom, love and blessings, Yah'ite family of Yah. Another episode of Kingdom Talk, a discussion between my Isha and myself. And it's just an honest, open and transparent discussion about the coming out of darkness into the light. Coming out of the worldly way of doing things. And, you know, we talk about expectations, talk about feelings. You know, we talk about quite a few things, so I hope this is a blessing to you and that you can get some encouragement, because walking in holiness is a process that everyone has to go through to be able to meet Yah, because without holiness no one will meet the Lord. Simple as that. Okay, babe. All right, so last night we were talking, we were having a conversation regarding, you know, the fact that, you know, there were basically all the celebrations that we have in this world that we're used to.
Yeah.
The transition to going and keeping Yah's feasts, observing His way of living.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to add to that before I?
No, continue.
Yeah. And how were you feeling about it? You know, in terms of when we were talking about it.
As I said to you, when we were talking about it, I actually perfectly get it. Perfectly get it, and I perfectly understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it feels, because obviously it's something that you're used to.
Mm.
You get used to having these celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
Or what we call celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, it's been a bit, I felt a bit, at times, like, oh, I understand it. However, it feels a bit like, okay, we can't do any of these things. We're not meant to be doing so many things that I'm not gonna, you know, reality of it, I come to enjoy certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I enjoyed certain things.
Of course, it's
the
pleasures.
Yeah, and
of sin.
Yeah, 100%. And there were elements of it why I enjoyed it, because, you know, we are very family orientated.
Mm-hmm.
So there were certain things that I enjoyed about those particular celebrations,
mm-hmm.
and that coming together of it, I enjoyed all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I understand why we don't do it. Mm. However, we're told to keep the feasts.
Mm-hmm.
And these feasts are meant to be a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, in reality, we don't celebrate. We don't have the same level of, you know, excitement and anticipation for those days that we had come to do in the past for other things that we kept. And so, because of that, I felt a bit. What's the word? At times, finding myself panging after those things that you shouldn't do. You know, because of those things that you miss about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a case of, okay, I knew how to keep the things of this world, but I don't know how to keep the feasts that I've spoken of.
I know
what it means to celebrate the things of this world, but I don't know what it means to celebrate these things. How do I celebrate them? And so I feel like, because of that, it feels like there's a bit of a gap. And in reality, if somebody said to me, well, you know, it seems a bit boring because you don't do any, you know, you don't I feel like I can't even. I as you know me very well, I don't like a feeling of feeling fake. And so I, when I relate to others about what we do, I want to do it with the same
gusto.
Yes, that I used to do
in the world.
100%, yes, 100%. So that's what I think for myself, and I'm sure there are others out there.
100%. That's the reason why I'm doing this as a recording, because you know, having open, honest, and transparent conversations.
Yes.
You know, is just. It has to be done. We can't look at it from a,
yes,
you know, dogmatic, you know, robotic way, because this is life, and it's life eternal.
Exactly. You know, for me, and I'm, we've covered this in a live conversation before, in terms of, like, as you know, the big one for me was Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, and no, there's nobody that will ever understand that perfectly, more perfectly than you. Okay, I celebrated that with every oomph of my being, and loved everything about it. But when I came to understand and accept and God bless you by your patience. Okay, we're not. I'm not doing Christmas anymore. I'm not going to do Christmas anymore. God was faithful. He was so faithful to my prayers, because I kept saying to him that I didn't want to be that person looking at people celebrating something that he abhors and wanting to do it myself, missing it, longing after it. I didn't want to be that way. So I asked God to help me. Help me to abhor that which he abhors. Help me to love what he loves.
Amen.
And he was, and he's faithful.
Amen.
Faithful, faithful, faithful to my prayers.
Amen.
And that was the big one. That was I never thought that I could be here and see others and think, oh no, if only you knew. If only I could explain to you and show you. Because sometimes the reality of it is, until somebody's ready to hear or understand, it's very hard for people, just as it was hard for me. And because of my upbringing in the church, it reinforced that that way was right. So when you, as my husband, trying to say, Angela, baby, but this is not of God. This is not what he would have us to celebrate. It's a pagan holiday. I couldn't understand it. I couldn't. I couldn't see it, because it made no sense to me. Because it was all in celebration of him. All in celebration of his son. So it was hard. So, but that's what it is. I ultimately, I don't want to take things from the world either, and try and insert it into the things of God, into his feast days. Take bits, elements of that, and say, "Well, we can do this, and that will be nice if we add that in there,
right?"
And do that. Either do not want to do that.
Amen.
So I need to know how I. How we keep, how we celebrate, how do we do it as children of the living Yah God?
Amen. So, you know, the way you're feeling is not wrong, in terms of, you know, there's so many scriptures that people ignore, in terms of, like, we're meant to pass our time of sojourning here in fear. We are literally meant to be have a heightened awareness of everything that's going on around us, to ensure that we do things right, and have faith that the Spirit of God is going to lead us, guide us, and teach us and into all truth. And again, there's that desire for the love of the truth, you know. And one of the reasons I wanted us to have this conversation and record it and share it is so that others know and understand, you know what, if you're feeling a certain way, you're not alone. It was different for you because you were grown up in hardcore Christianity from birth. And I understand that. Yahushua understands that. The Holy Spirit understands that. That's why the process is leading and guiding and teaching. With me, as your husband is to washing you with the washing of the water,
yeah,
of the word. Yeah. So it's a process. Yeah. And the thing is, sometimes it's that whole thing of like, when they say that about old habits, it's not the desire to do those things of the world, but it's the habit of having done them for so long.
Yeah. Yes.
And as I said, I've seen so many people try and take the things out of the world and bring them into the way of Yah.
Mm.
And it doesn't fit. It doesn't correlate. Also, I want people to know and understand, I want everybody to know and understand that I get it, Yah understands, but Yah is not looking at this as a game of whack-a-mole, you know, where you pop your head up doing something wrong and he's waiting to whack you on the head with it. Do you get what I mean? Or you, doop, boom, you know,
yeah,
you're wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you've sinned, etc. Yeah, he's not. That's not what he's looking to do. But with the understanding that it's a habit, it's a thing of habit, it's a thing of that's what you know. And sometimes the thing that you don't understand is what is the scary part.
Yes.
Or the disconcerting, or the unsettling part. What you don't fully understand. Yeah. Mm. So like I said, for you it was different. You've grown up in this. Even though I grew up believing in God with Christian parents, it wasn't as deep as your upbringing.
Yeah.
And so literally when Christ took me and saved me, delivered me, he literally took me out of the depths of the world.
Mm.
I was in deep.
Yeah.
You know. So the transition for me, I think, was a lot easier.
Yes.
For me.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm. Because everything that you had been doing and understood was literally labeled Christian.
Yes.
Labeled church.
Labeled godly.
Labeled godly, exactly. Mm. So the thing is, it's a process.
Mm.
Yeah. And this is what I'm saying to everybody, because obviously we've had the conversation. We're just having an honest, open and transparent conversation. That keeping the feast of Yah is commanded by the apostles.
Mm.
You know, it says, let us keep the feast, not with the unleavened, you know, bread of malice, etc. So it's not just about keeping the feast. Yeah. It's how we do it.
Mm.
Yeah, and what we've experienced, and you know, we've been doing Passover and those things for a few years now. But as people have come,
yeah,
we've had people come, loads of people come, and some people go.
Yeah.
But as we have people now coming, and there are going to be more to come, yeah, by the grace of Yah, according to His will, then it's the how on keeping the feast, because Israel kept the feasts. They kept the feast. But the thing that angered Yah was that they were waiting for it to hurry up and finish so that they could go and do their business practices and be dishonest against their brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So they were literally defrauding, treating their brothers, their people badly. And this is what was so upsetting. It was not the not keeping, was how it was kept.
Yeah.
And as Yahushua said to all of us, was that we have to do the first commandment. He said, a new commandment I give to you, love one another. That's the primary basis of absolutely everything.
Mm.
So if we don't have that as a foundational commandment, a foundational of everything that we do, that foundation has to be the bedrock of everything.
Mm.
So that when we keep the feast, yeah, it's pleasing. Absolutely pleasing to him, you know, and he blesses it, and he'll come and he's with us when we dine and when we sup, you know, in the same way as with the Lord's Supper. So the primary point, like the thing that I've been doing, is to take the religiousness out of it, to take the religiousness out of walking with Christ. because it's life. It's life.
Yeah.
Amen. And the problem is that there's many people coming out of rituals, ritualism and religion, and bringing that same perspective, idea and ideal to help them fit in. So thank you for sharing.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for sharing, because I think it will help others,
yeah,
who are transitioning.
Yes.
Who, when I say transition, I mean you've come out of the world, you know, and it's that thing of, okay, all right, I know Christmas is pagan, I know New Year's is pagan, I know Valentine's is pagan, I know Easter is pagan, I know birthdays are pagan. You understand? I know, yes. I know all of these things are pagan. So what do we do now?
Yeah.
And so, and understanding and knowing that there are so many celebrations. So many celebrations. We celebrate Christ every week, you know, every day.
Yeah.
But we come together and celebrate Him every week through the Lord's Supper.
Yes.
Every month, you know, at the beginning of a new month, we've got the seven feasts as well.
Mm.
And these are celebrations,
mm,
apart from one, which is, you know, it's a solemn feast. Yeah. And it's a time of reflection, etc. You know, and we've talked about this, but,
yes,
you know, Yah bless you for letting go of the world. Yeah. And it's the thing that, and this is doing the ministry and ministering to many people, fellowshipping, is this thing of, don't feel condemned. Mm. Don't feel condemned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't feel condemned. You know. Yah is not willing that anyone should perish.
You know?
Mm. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads unto life, but few there be that find it. Yeah. Yah wants you, me, and whoever's listening to be one of the few. You know. But we must always understand this is the love of God that maintains us, sustains us, yeah, through Christ Jesus by the power of His Holy Spirit, through Yahushua the Messiah by the power of His Holy Spirit or His Ruach. So don't feel condemned, because while we were yet sinners, Christ the Messiah died for us.
Yeah.
Now you're on the road, you understand, mm-hmm, you're in the way. What's he gonna whack-a-mole you for?
Exactly.
Well, so he's not gonna whack-a-mole anybody.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. So, you know, if you've got, you know, a lot of these religious leaders, etc., you know, saying, oh, if you don't do this, then this is gonna happen to you, and this is gonna happen to you, etc. Come on.
Mm.
Yeah, we need to put things in proper perspective. Love God, love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the main basis. And we walk with one another, we support one another, and pray for one another.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. I hope that helps and encourages anyone who is coming out of the world and is in that stage where they want to, and they're finding conflicting feelings, or, you know, it's a joyful walk. Amen. It's real.
Amen to that. Amen. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. There has to be a reason why so much stuff is surfacing now.
Mm.
Why did it not surface before?
Mm.
Why in my grandfather or our parents' generation did many things not surface?
Mm.
I was wondering to myself, I wonder, has it got anything to do with that curse being lifted from God's people?
Oh, the awakening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enabling us to come back to that right place with Him.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It's just something I wonder, because I think, why, yes, I'm not saying others didn't know, but it's so, it's like, it's right now in this time frame, it's becoming prolific. It's like the amount of people suddenly becoming aware of, wait a minute, we shouldn't actually be doing this. Why didn't I know? Do you mind if I put the fan on? Because my head.
No, no, no. I'll do it, I'll do it.
Thank you, darling. And I do wonder, is it all tied in? Because with that curse being lifted, we are able to come and repent. Repent for the sins of our foreparents. All of these things bringing us closer to Him, into right standing with Him. What do you think? I'm just asking you a question. What do you think?
Not 100%. There's obviously been, you know, a knowledge of certain things being pagan for a long time, but as Yah is awakening and awakening His people, you know, the true Hebrew Israelites, the true Yahudim or the Yahudians, obviously they're coming into, they're coming back to the laws, statutes and judgments of El Yah. And that's what it is to be awakened.
Right.
Yeah, from the slumber. As is written in Isaiah. And as he says, all Israel will be saved. Amen. And it does actually talk in the books that they took out about the in the land of the captivity, you know, where it's scattered across the face of the earth, there we will remember. Amen. But it's the one of the most important thing is to remember that the blood of Yahushua, you know, he says, the scripture says that without the shedding of blood there is no remission of sins. I see many camps or factions of Hebrew Israelites, and those who want to keep Torah, they don't acknowledge or even apply or understand the true meaning or the true understanding of the blood of Yahushua, the blood of Jesus, in these feasts and festivals, what it means, and the application of the blood in our life, so that as we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yahushua cleanses us from all sin and unrighteousness. So that's the main thing, is His blood. And it's a proper understanding. That's what's being regained, is a true understanding of His blood. In our life, because this and in salvation. Because there's many things that we say, and you know, you like talked about prayers and people, I plead the blood and blood, you know, so many things as practices, and it's not actually biblical. But I do believe that that's part of the reason that He's awakening His people. But I also believe that as His return comes closer, as He prepares to come, and He's soon coming, that as we see in the world, the ever increasing darkness that is enveloping the earth, light shines brighter. Light shines brighter. And so there is a clear definition being made, as Moses said, who is on Yah's side? Who is on Yah's side? Or as the King James Version says, who is on the Lord's side? Come here, stand with me. And this is it. Who is on Yah's side? This is all that, this is all that's happening, is the call is going out, are you on Yah's side or not? Because as it gets darker, your light shines brighter. And as we see in the UK, you know, they've got their first thought crime that's part of them passed through law. So even praying or thinking in your heart, you know, you could be criminalized for it.
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, but again as well, he that is clean gonna be clean. He's unclean, be unclean still. Mm. It's all about choice and decision, because the gospel is preached freely and believed on for salvation. And it's that choice. Do you believe? And then that belief prompts our actions and activates the word of God and the power of God in our life, the power of Yah in our life, to help us do that which pleases him. And if you're going to be clean, you're going to be clean. If you love truth, you love truth.
Yeah.
So once you love the truth, you know, even if it's just that little smidgen of truth, yeah, it's right. Okay, now here's another piece of truth. Here, do you get me? And you're taught, and then you are drawn and led by his spirit into all truth. That's what's happening. And the disparity is because of the darkness. The darkness, as you see every day, just grows darker.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a good question. Good thought, interesting thought. Yeah. Anything else?
No, that is it. Thank you.
All right, then. Well, I hope that was a blessing to you, and that you were able to glean some encouragement, some understanding, and know that Yah God wants you to be holy. You know, he wants you to do the things that please him and not to be ensnared with the way of this world. And so there is a transition, and sometimes the feelings of uncertainty or the feelings of what do I do next, etc., may betray your actual actions. Don't feel condemned. Yah is not waiting to condemn you. It is just a whole culture shift, because this is not about rituals, it's not about religion, it's about reality and relationships. Shalom, love, and blessings.